shocked the world. Watch a Republican show. Like, I had the nerve. To the chest. That's four times, and I survived. And up, like shit, like that. You know, and this chest is near your heart, motherfucker. What are you talking about? They make motherfuckers leg shots, like you hit them in the leg or. Turned and shot that gun and shot that girl four times in the chest. He could have shot four times in the air. Four. That's just like, you know, that's just bullshit, man. Yeah, but I cut your throat. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to save your life. That's a fatality. Like you knew that was a fatality. Sure. Like he had them so scared with them shots that they didn't even run to aid her. And they're laying there to die. Time to say, like, hey, you know what I mean? And, or you could have just put the taser straight on the girl, right in the belly or something. Trained to work on like it's not like you the way they using these guns is something being taught. I heard somebody donated like $1 million to we got a bitch that accidentally shot a person who what was she doing for the first 20 years? Was she motherfucking, something like what the hell was she doing for the past 20 years that she don't know that even if you do got a damn, you could have tased the goddamn dude, you know, you could have tased him in the face. All that shit, because you couldn't even see, you blindfolded, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, don't want to hit him in his eye, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just try to, you know what I'm saying? That's like the tasing, same thing with the girl. Like, you're just trying to stop her. Like, nigga, you ain't here to, another term they said, exit out the threat. You're not here to do that. These two girls, you don't know what the hell these things, you don't know what's going on. That girl with the knife was the one that was being attacked. And judge the situation and end up killing the person that was being attacked. And then, and that button got pushed before I guess you can get your ass out there. A lot of blame is to be on the dude. She had to go get a knife. Position of where you standing at. Father or he be around there, something that's close to him. I don't know. I thought it sounded like it was really, like he should have had more, a little bit more control of the situation. He's at fault too. That's but he's at fault too, because he should have a little bit more, because once it gets to a point where a girl grab a knife like that and get to charging after a motherfucker, and obviously you felt that they was doing too much, they was fucking with her, because when the video come on, that first girl that falls or flips over, he definitely tried the motherfucking size 15 boot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He definitely tried. He tried to kick the shit out of her ass, but I think he missed. And hey, look, this is on the way. You know what I'm saying? Like this. Hey, baby girl, go in the house, hold tight, hold. You know what I'm saying? You standing out there. Kid, you're not even in, really in what's going on. And the damn dog in her hand. All kind of shit. You could tell they probably was real live playing. Can you imagine somebody coming to fight you with, and they holding a dog? All kind of shit. So that girl button was pushed, and then she went in a rage, and then the other girl hit her a couple times, and then she went and grabbed that knife, you know what I'm saying? Or she had motherfucker coming to jump her. You never know, they probably drove up, you know, and they coming to your house. You don't know how they coming, how they situated, you know what I'm saying? So she might have grabbed that knife all bucks, and then one of you motherfuckers touched me. This officer, man, like, that wasn't no. Nails, man. Pull up and it's three dudes. A knife about to attack a motherfucker and all this kind of shit or whatever. That's like you just murdered, cuz like you murdered. You don't even know what's going on. Like he could have, you know, just please. Heard like none of that was. It was like he got out of the car. Was like hey. It was all kind of shit that he could have did to put on blast. You just and one of the people that was recording, she said it. She was like, yeah. She was like, nah. You like he lying like shit. He ain't tell her to drop nothing. His bitch ass pulled up and started busting. That's it's like you can it sound like a little dyke broad or something that was right behind him. It's one of the videos from her angle, whatever. And you and then she like, nah, yo bitch ass, you start the same one that was recording the video, I think one of the police officers was like, Blue Lives Matter. It's the same person who in that same video. It's just, I guess they got it maybe pieced up or whatever. But yeah, you like she really going off like, nah, that nigga lying. I'm not sure how she got what was said or whatever, but you know, by her being on the scene, you know, but somehow she got word that he was saying that he told her drop the knife. And you know, the only thing you hear him say is like, hey, like, you know, like, and pow, next thing is fucking shots. Pulling up with the intense that like, we might have, a nigga might die tonight. Die, like it's, I thank God that it ain't too much, like I know PG, like, the police out here where I'm at. And like, which is like I'm gonna be dead honest. Like now there's some areas out here fuck with you or will try to harass you and make you feel like you want some gangster shit. And that's like how can I say that's like they'll profile the shit out of you. Like, you know, I got harassed up in there in my full work uniform before. You know what I'm saying? They felt like the truck I was driving didn't meet the salary of what I was working type shit. And you know what I'm saying? Car wasn't brand new, you know what I mean? But you know, so fuck with you, like Mount Rainier police, they real, they the kind that are kind of like you know how they say you can feel when they fucking with you. And that's how like, that's why a lot of people don't like, you know, back in the day, like it would be times where we would take a certain way just so we can avoid Mount Rainier police. Because that's going down in the world all over, that Minnesota, like, recently shot, some of that type shit, Mount Rainier, you know what I'm saying? That'll be the place. And then look, a motherfucker say, they'll look at the stats, like, they'll look at the stats and say, oh, stats. Only in the last year, only 1.7 arrests made. Because we know to stay the fuck from around that bitch, and the whole damn city is avoiding that spot. So if you getting caught over there lacking, you a dumb motherfucker. That's what that shit be meaning. That shit don't be meaning simply like they peaceful. You want a peaceful state, a peaceful police people, go. Them motherfuckers, they haven't even shot a bullet. Niggas be getting fucked up in New Jersey. Little battle rappers from New Jersey getting shot and shit. Like, nigga, police haven't even fired a bullet. Fucking know me how in motherfucking Western Wyoming these kids been shot to death in schools. A big city and state like New Jersey. Y'all done shot 5 kids in high schools. How that sound? There's five different kids been killed within a year. There's a school in West Dallas. Shootings. State. Last year. Austin town, you see what I'm saying? It's not a big town, that's why it's not going super viral. Small town. Twenty twenty, all black. It's like, man, like I'm telling you, it's almost like. Thing I could think to say, because like, how is it so but you could tell it was some vicious ass what's that shit called, like it was some vicious ass like Grand Theft Auto shit, because the nigga was dirty as shit. He was bleeding on his shoulder. He ain't had no shirt on, and they had him like cuffed, like sitting by a railroad. And somebody came and brought this nigga a bottle of water. Bottle of water. The police was holding a bottle of water, like. That's a black people. Man, you a fool, man. That shit just, that is not how it go down for us, man. I mean, you see they feed water to the dude after he done shot up a couple people and shit. Like it's like something going on and now I ain't gonna lie, I can't say that. Another situation. The situation is, like I said, the ending of it was fucked up. I'm starting to think that a lot of their killings is premeditated. They like, oh nah, this nigga's a menace. We gonna kill this nigga. Because, alright, there's I can't remember the city, but there's a dude that was riding with his son. Stolen cars. Because in there. seen, or did they with the murder? If now, you know, from the introduced to me, everything was presented all at once, almost like a little show or something. And it was like, it said that on the traffic camera, it kept saying traffic camera. So I don't know how the fuck are police sitting around watching traffic cameras, like you know that. So it seems a little. At a park, pulling on the handles. My car. We assume that thief or car to steal or some shit like that. So he bought a parking somewhere. Garage. But the little boy wasn't like he was young. He probably was like seven or eight or something. And you know, and to the police, like he about to go steal, and they mind that language, that lingo, is he about to go steal a car, and that's exactly what the father meant to the guy. So hey, I'm about to get us a copyright. Stay right here, don't move. I'm like, oh yeah, so they already expected. Knew, like I said on the basically telling you, like, yeah, we seen him on this street, we seen him at the car doors, like, so you know, if they was able to see all of that, he was like, man, you done did too much. You a menace out here. You don't give a fuck about shit. You try to steal cars right in the open. You know what I'm saying? So, I think they get up to the car. Pretty short, but they did say that police was already talking to the son. Once he put the gun up, it was like another one that was like with two in the direction of one, and then that other one just like, you know, I'm talking, it was like, and they show how he explained how the body cams record 30 seconds before incident with no sound, and then wonder what the pause is. and then you would hear the audio go in. So while he was pulling the gun and whatever was being said through there, you couldn't hear because it was still inside the 30 seconds. Then when they started shooting, put it like this, they started shooting him before the 30 seconds rolled in. So now it's like, now it's live with audio and everything. Still shooting. Like 4 seconds. It was like you could tell they had been shooting and it was still like, and you could hear the little boy like just like that. And then it was like, and then when everything kicked in, you could hear him like, he was like screaming crazy, like go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Like, shut up. Like, I'm talking about the loop, like, when the first shot hit that we was able to hear, but like a baby scream, like, you know what I'm saying? Then he was like, stop, he's my dad. Like, but you knew bro was. I keep seeing the post, and it's a funny ass post that says, telling the peace. Telling a girl, don't. And that's absolute. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. But frame. If you in the mind frame of that, it may not happen. It may not happen right now. You know what I'm saying? But you may get into a situation. Telling you right now, like, that ain't what you want to do, bro. That ain't what you want to do. Like, you, your life. So, like, you don't put yourself in a, you don't lock yourself inside. To kill you. Shit was fucked up, man. He had to do that. Alright, if you don't comply, then up. Last podcast, like, who's went to jail? So in their mind, they like, shit, beat it. 90% case rating. Who's went to jail? Shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to drop one tonight. I don't give a fuck. take, give me a good lawyer. What's that lawyer that Johnny had? Like, don't. We haven't heard the verdict. We haven't heard the sentencing yet for this. So we still don't know, technically, what has been cooked. You still don't know that yet, because you never know. They may convict this motherfucker and convict him of like some three counts. But if that man come away with like years in, about 19 years, because you want Slim to do life or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that ain't gonna happen. That man will get probably about 9 to 12 years. Watch. And the world will be mad and you'll realize again, like, oh shit, this really ain't justice. First, we're killing a motherfucker. 7 million was for George Floyd's family to brace the fall. You know what I'm saying? This verdict right here was to stop the riot. Please, like, no, don't come on now. We just build this shit back. Don't tear nothing down. Don't burn us down, please. No, dude. Just for impacting the world, they couldn't let that happen again. Back on, it would have been back. Niggas would have been back down DC. Niggas would have been back all through Minnesota streets. Niggas would have been, in Chicago. Niggas would have probably motherfucking in Toledo, Ohio at the Target, bashing shit in, stealing all the motherfucking socks and deodorant and shit, you know what I'm saying? TVs and shit, getting. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm telling you, man, like. PG County, we cool, but for my listeners elsewhere in them little small countries, or not small countries, but like small little places that you know racist, you gotta, this is for y'all, like you gotta real deal be. Versus, they them little towns, nigga, we all seen Hills Have Eyes. Minus all the bullshit killing type shit, but that shit real. If you have a little ass dude going out of town, or oh shit, we driving down Atlanta, or you know what I'm saying, or type shit, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta to Florida, like where you gotta take a couple back roads and shit, or going to Texas, like Sandra Bland shit. Sandra Bland got caught. You know what I'm saying, passing through that area. She was just going somewhere up the road, but that was that little prejudice ass area she had to pass through, and then boom. Take a little ass prejudice ass area. Shit can go left for it. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta, if you're doing it if you're faking it. It's not hurting your pride to say yes sir and no sir, to get on out of there and save your life. Like, process, just be respectful. Picking up on attitudes, like they're picking up, like Sandra Bland, if you remember her case, like he kept asking something, like what's going on with you, like better than you, or like, you know what I'm saying, that's how it is, you know what I mean, that's how it is, like, you know, you just gotta, like I say, you just gotta, getting home is the main thing, know, don't say fuck everything, because other than the other reward is really nothing. The other reward is you know, probably not, possibly not even getting a ticket, or possibly not even going through none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit, bro. They wagging shit, man. So.